Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, the agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Next is approval of the minutes of the March 24th meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Brown to approve the March 24th minutes.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances? I only have a couple things. I would like to mention that Burkhardt Insurance is doing the citywide cleanup on May 3rd. I want to commend them and all the groups that usually, that normally come out for that to raise money for their nonprofits. It's wonderful they do that, but now they have hooked up with Thursday Church and doing Main Street. I think that's outstanding. I hope that we get more partnerships like that in the city and to help our community look a lot cleaner and look better for people that visit our community.
I believe I saw in the newspaper that's a one-year commitment on the Main Street for Thursday Church. So
yes.
It's certainly an outstanding, hopefully that will be an example for
everyone.
Others in the community to adopt an area around where they live or work.
And even individual homeowners. Everybody. For this community to be clean, it's going to take everybody. It just can't be the city government and street departments. Everybody. Anything else?
Mayor, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you a happy birthday on behalf of the council, and although none
Thank
of us,
you.
With the exception of Shirley, are qualified to bake a cake, I would like to present you with a box of Peeps. far better than anything we could produce, and for those of you who wonder why we would present a box of Peeps to the mayor, of course, Peeps stands for a person exhibiting extraordinary performance and service, and I think that's certainly you. So I will warn you that that's been in my car a while, and your dentist may wish that you give that away, I think.
Since last April.
Thank you very much.
I want to congratulate Councilman Sebring on his new position and wish him the best. And that does bring up that he has informed me that his new position requires him to give up his seat on the Area Plan Commission. So if there is not objection, my plan is for the remainder of this year that I will appoint myself to return to the Area Plan Commission after an absence of some years. And, so our plan for how to handle that, unless there's objection.
Looks to me like you're on Area Plan.
There we go.
Okay, anything else? Now we'll move on to committee chair reports.
I just wanted to gauge the council as a whole, kind of their interest in an area. I know that we've looked at funding issues and we've seen kind of a decline coming over the next couple of years. And I saw some things and been doing some research recently on partnerships between businesses and city government, specifically how it has to do with how businesses use their ad dollars. Businesses have ad dollars to spend. They've got marketing departments. They want their names out there. They want their symbol out there. One of the things that I've seen in some other cities in some areas is they would place these symbols or ads somewhere for a certain fee, whether it be on city vehicles or city areas, like i.e. parks that we would have. And this is something, obviously, with each different committee that we'd have to kind of work together and kind of gauge. But I think it's an idea. It doesn't solve a lot of problems, but I mean, with funding the way it is, I mean, looking at different options to be able to help us as we're seeing these funds kind of decline. I saw it as something that could be beneficial, and I just wanted to kind of gauge everybody's interest or gauge their thoughts before I would go look more and then, have a committee hearing on this, and then we would go to, obviously, different committees. This would be something that we would have to work through there. But tonight I just wanted to kind of see if there was any interest on looking more into this and seeing where we would go with this.
Well, just speaking on behalf of myself, it's obvious that we have to put everything on the table in terms of a search for new revenue, and I think that the key, obviously, is to do something such as this good taste, but and I'm sure that would be something the advertiser would want as well. So I think that perhaps the place to start would be to look for models out there that in other communities, see how it is working there, get some ideas of the kind of revenue that it is raising. And as an example, I would guess if you had a business that wanted their name in a park and they were willing to donate so much to go towards the maintenance of playground equipment or something, maybe that kind of a tie-in. Mm-hmm. So the devil's in the details, as usual. So, but I would encourage the exploration of it.
I could definitely see a particular business, I won't name any particular one, but a particular business wanting to have their name associated with a slide or a piece of ground, a piece of playground equipment or something of that nature, or was donated by so-and-so company. I concur. I think everything should be on the table at this point in time. We've seen the next two, three years projections, and they're not fabulous by any stretch. So I would concur that we look at it, at least take a look at it and see what's out there.
I have to agree, because actually a former councilman texted me this week, like advertising a fire truck.
And there you go.
Excellent. Well, I guess you'll be looking into that. Any other committee reports? And then we'll move on to a report of city officers. And I think Mr. Sprague has information and work on.
Good evening. As you remember, you may remember, during the mayor's state of the city address, he requested a couple funding sources for a couple of paving projects that we're hoping to do in town. The most urgent of which is Gregg Park. As most of you know, the parking lot itself, as well as the what I refer to as Gregg Park Road, the road that goes along as close to Washington Avenue and Niblack Boulevard, is the section I refer to as Gregg Park Road. I put together some numbers in an effort to solicit bids for repairing the parking lot as well as Gregg Park Road. And I've come up with a rough figure of $185,000. That involves a variety of treatment methods as far as milling and resurfacing portions, full depth reconstruction, which basically removes the parking lot area to a depth of approximately 10 inches, replaces back with 6 inches of compacted aggregate, 2.5 inches of intermediate asphalt, and 1.5 inches of surface, which is a fairly common parking lot pavement section as well as a low volume roadway section. Another item that I have included in this bid is chemical modifications of soils, which is an NDOT spec that they use for cement stabilization or lime stabilization, which entails a large machine known as a tiller comes through, basically grinds everything up to a specified depth of anywhere from 10 to 16 inches, grinds up the asphalt that's there existing, mixes it all together, and then a grader comes through, creates windrows, spreaders come through and drop powdered cement, and then the tiller comes back through with a water truck attached to it and mixes up the powdered cement, the water, and the subgrade all back together, compacted with a sheep's foot, grade it back out, and then you put a roadway surface on top of that. The chemical modifications of soils I've spec'd out to be for Gregg Park Road. As you can tell from the damage on that roadway that it's a subgrade issue. It's not a surface issue. And I believe that this type of remediation will solve the problem that we have. There's a lot of moisture in that area. By doing this subgrade modification, it's going to create a very, very, very solid subgrade. And then we can put the roadway surface right on top of it. I've played with the numbers a little bit, looking at doing more of that type of modification to the parking lot. If I had more than $185,000, I could subgrade treat everything. Everything would last for a long, long time. But with $185,000, I can do a little bit of everything and still believe that I can get a product that's going to last a good amount of time without breaking the bank and costing more than $185,000. So one of the things that I have in this bid package is a special provision that requests the contractor's input. Basically, I have spec'd out the limits of what I think is best, but if a contractor comes up with a better idea that they can give us a better price on subgrade stabilization, we can do more. Or if they have other products that I'm not aware of, then they can present those as an alternate bid and we can evaluate those. When it comes to the bid itself, I'm prepared, and the Sun Commercial is prepared to advertise tomorrow. It will be in the paper tomorrow as the first advertisement. So April 15th would be the first advertisement. April 22nd would be the second advertisement. And then we would have a special Board of Works meeting on the 29th to open bids. The bid package I have prepared is the combination of items with that special provision that the contractor give his input. But what we need from council is funding for this project. Originally, we were going to put it in with the 2014, the big package that we're putting together for all the various roads and streets. But that bid package, again, is dependent on funds from you guys that we're going to discuss here tonight. But the Greg Park is time sensitive in that we need this transfer to occur and the advertisement to occur as I laid out in order for the contractor to be able to complete the project by May 28th with the pool opening May 30th-ish, right around that weekend. I think the 28th is a Wednesday or a Thursday, but that gives time for final preparations to occur for the pool. So that's why we have Greg Park pulled out separately, is so that we can, because it's time sensitive, whereas the rest of the paving package isn't as sensitive. What I'm requesting is a funding pledge from the council to cover the costs of the bids that come in for the Greg Park bid package that will be advertised. Answer any questions that you guys.
Is there an issue with drainage, or is that even an issue out there with in terms of water settling on that road area, which cause speed up the decay of the road?
I would say that moisture is a problem, but not necessarily drainage. There's not a storm sewer system. There's no ditches. Basically, Greg Park receives the rainwater and it soaks into the ground. There are low spots on Greg Park Road that do hold water. Like you've seen, like you suggested, that yes, that does cause more rapid deterioration. But with the chemical subgrade stabilization, we're basically going to raise the grade of the road approximately 4 inches, because the road grades that's there right now will be the new bottom of the pavement. When they're done with this process, the asphalt will go on top of that, and then we'll put aggregate shoulders along the edge. The other thing is the subgrade stabilization, the cement stabilization, performs really well in high moisture areas such as Greg Park, where it's difficult to drain all the water away. short of putting a storm sewer system in, which I don't even think I need to speculate on the price of that, is basically not possible. I would say this is the next possible solution to what we're looking at out there. If you want to give me money for a storm sewer, I'll be happy to put it in.
Is there any such thing as mini retention basins, or is that an absurd thought? I mean, I'm thinking about these areas of the road where it does pond up. Since it is a natural drainage situation out there, is it possible to get some sort of grade difference where that ponds up other places than the road?
I think the cost-benefit ratio for something like that wouldn't lend itself being feasible. Yeah, we could look at that, but then again, you'd have to look at getting the water there, which means travel through pipes and things like that, and then we're getting back into storm sewer type situation.
Just point of clarification, you're not talking about Washington Avenue at all. You're just talking about the road that goes around Gregg Park.
Right.
And the parking lot of Gregg Park.
Correct. Basically,
this
everything...
This is basically double what we originally had heard.
Originally heard from what?
Well, I originally heard it was going to be, you know, less than 100,000. Now it's 180,000, right? Almost 200,000.
I don't remember giving an estimate for 100,000.
Pave that?
Yeah.
We just pave it.
Right. I understand that, but now we're talking double of what we originally heard, and I understand that, and that's the problem.
Maybe that was for just Gregg Park Road. Because this is for Gregg Park Road and the parking lot. Basically, everything except the main road off Washington that goes through the middle and then goes along the back side of the parking lot. So this is Gregg Park Road and the parking lot.
And this money would come from where, Mayor?
This is the one where I asked you about there was motion. Nobody knows. As well as there's dollars left in the gadget line item.
And those two line items alone will take care of it. I know there's 80,000 in the promotion of the city account.
Yeah, and I think there's the gadgets like.
Okay. So between
those
the two.
Those two would cover the project.
One other question. Now, if the road surface is raised from where it is, have you been able to look at where that would cause further ponding? Are there situations where the water is running over the road and then getting into this larger part of the central part of the park that might be cut off as a result?
My view of the road is it's already crowned a little bit. Raising the road 4 inches, putting a proper crown in it, I don't think it's going to cause any adverse flow conditions, because like I said, basically, the rain comes down, it sits, and it just going down.
So you need a funding pledge tonight to make sure that this gets done before the pool opens.
Correct.
Is that correct? There's no other. This is the day. This is the deadline day.
I think to give the contractor a decent shot at getting it done by the 28th, I think we're up against that timeline. I'm not saying that a contractor would be able to get it done in 2 weeks. I think you'd pay a premium for it. I think we'd lose out on it either end up costing more or just no contractors will bid because they know they can't make the deadline. I think a month is about the shortest amount of time frame that you can get from awarding a contract to then mobilizing the equipment and getting the job done all the way to pavement markings by the 28th.
One additional question. Could we do this? Should we consider putting signs that indicate a weight limit or a restriction on trucks through the park? I mean, obviously the last thing we want to do is to repair this and then have to do it again.
I think
been there.
Since the last month or so, when a lot of those failures really reared their heads. I know I was there Saturday, and street department has already switched over to a flatbed pickup, and they're picking up the trash totes in the park, putting them in. I think it's called a 5-ton truck, but it's really not. That's not how much it weighs. That's just the classification of it. But it's basically a really, really big pickup truck. So as far as city vehicles go, with the exception of any work that's associated with pool, which I think all of their heavy lifting is done. City's already done that, but yeah, we'll definitely add no truck sign.
Well, just an example, once a year we do the heavy truck kid day, whatever it's called, where, you know, the kids get to sit in very large vehicles.
Fire trucks. And,
it's a great event. I know the kids enjoy it, but maybe we should consider having that at a location that's better drained and has better subsurface soil.
Yeah, that's definitely a good idea. The fewer the trucks, the better. I'm not saying that a fire truck can never go down this road again.
Yeah.
By doing this chemical modifications, it'll be stronger than it's ever been. It'll be one of the best subgrades probably in town. But getting onto the road and getting off of the road won't be treated this way. It'll just be Drake Park Road.
Now, did we just go into it just like assuming that we're going to be able to repave it, and then once we realized that that wasn't an option, now that's why we're in the rush that we're in right now, because that was the plan to begin with, was, hey, we're just going to go in, just repave, and then once taking a better look at it, we started realizing how bad the situation was, so then it was back to the drawing board to get everything, so now that's why we're on the accelerated pace that we're at.
Actually, the only thing we were initially looking at was the parking lot repave.
Right. I think the first time
the construction, this damage to this road has happened in the last.
I was shown the road was about a month and a half, maybe a month ago.
I'm just trying to get clarification on what the urgency and why the.
Yeah, I've only been looking at these methods and looking at fixing Greg Park Road for the last few weeks.
Okay. Basically, by combining these, you'll get a better price.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. And the other thing is, we were hoping to have this completed before the pools open. I'm hoping that once the pools open, it's going to be so busy there won't be any chance of paving it after it's open. So, trying to get this done before it opens.
And it's my memory, at the end of last summer, these roads were in good condition.
That's the case across the Midwest. I mean,
so this was a brutal winter.
Unprecedented, yeah. For sure.
Well, I tend to think that first impressions are very important, and obviously we, as a community, and the citizens in the community got to directly vote on this. They voted to make a major investment in our aquatic center at Greg Park, and I sure would hate to see people come out to experience that and gain the first impression that, pulling a tire getting through our park. I mean, Greg Park has always been the crown jewel of our park system. There's no doubt about that. We don't have another park that even compares to it. So, I don't know. My opinion is we need to make that investment, and I think the mayor has found funding sources that were not being utilized.
Now, Mayor, it was tourism and Kadget. Is that the ones that we would tap in to do that?
Right. Just making promotion of the city.
Promotion of the city. All right.
Line item there with $86,000. And nobody knows where it came from or why it's there.
But it's there.
I would say this is promotion of the city.
And I think what I need from you guys tonight is the vote of pledge, and then when the voice comes through, then you can do all the public hearing transfers,
right,
however it is you guys normally transfer funds and things like that once we have an invoice. But without that pledge, I can't go to bid that project and contract.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
A motion by Councilman Brown, second by Councilwoman Rosen, Rose, to give him the okay to advertise for this project and move forward.
I'll call for the question.
Mr. President, do I put this under new business, or it's under
Board of City Officers?
Report of officers, but we're asking for money. So you want me to, before it was when I do the minute, I put it under new business, under like E. I don't want to do them, have to redo them. How would council like me to put this?
I think basically he's asking for the okay to advertise to have this project done.
Yeah, we're not moving money tonight.
Just call it E, that'll work.
Thank you. Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
That passes by 7.
The other item that the mayor mentioned in his State of the City address is a request for $250,000 from Edit to go into our 2014 road and streets paving contract. I'm getting to the point where I'm almost complete, ready to go to bid. We have the funding pledge from the RDC for Hart Street and 6th Street. I have plans assembled for those roads. I have I have 15 streets measured up, analyzed, estimated, and ready to go. We have $250,000 in the city's road and streets fund. I need to know, again, another pledge that you guys are willing to fund the $250,000 from Edit so that I can assemble this bid package, get all the numbers finalized, and then advertise for that one.
John, about 3 meetings ago, we had asked for the list of the city streets that you had on your list, and I haven't received that yet. I don't know if that's
okay.
Been a mix-up somewhere, but before I pledge any more money, I want to see the city streets that you plan to pave.
Okay.
So, you know, to me, I'd like to hold off on that until we get a look at that and
that's fine. We're not under the, and again, that's why we broke out Greg Park.
Sure, I understand that.
Right. So, we're not under the time crunch that we are for that. So I can get you whatever information we need. I've been, the list has been growing, you know, depending on the funding and my measuring, getting out there, figuring out how much it's going to cost and things like that. So I have a list together now that can fully utilize the 250 from Roden Street and the 250 from Edit, and then if that funding doesn't become available, we'll scale it back to just the 250 and then be able to go to bid with that, with the RDC package for our 2014 paving project.
It's my understanding you're wanting an additional 250 for
from Edit.
For the ramps. ADA accessible ramps.
That's a part of the contract, yes.
Is that including all of the sidewalks and curbs along those areas that we're going to be paving that have the sidewalks and curbs, or are we just going to spot fix? What is the plan?
The scope that I have together is for pavement alterations, which according to federal requirements means that we have to fix curb ramps within the scope or within the limits of the alteration. Mm-hmm. So for example, if I'm doing, we'll say 5th Street from Vigo to Main, I have to look at the curb ramps at the intersection of 5th and Vigo. There's two ramps there. And then at 5th and Main, there's two ramps there. If I don't go through the intersection, if I go through the intersection, then I have four ramps to look at. But it just includes curb ramps that don't meet PROAG standards currently. There's no curbs and no sidewalks, just curb ramps and then the pavement alterations themselves. So there's some streets that we're doing that don't have sidewalks or curb ramps or anything. So that's 100% just for the pavement. When we get into town, if there's sidewalks and curb ramps along those intersections, we have to upgrade those. So
I know this is something that Chairman Chatton had talked about before, wanting to upgrade sidewalks and curbs and bringing additional dollars in, and I very much agree with him that, you know, especially those main areas through city need to be upgraded. They are falling apart. They are literally falling apart and crumbling, and trees have pushed sidewalks up, and your first impression when you come into town is everything. So I would like to see you also add in there what it's going to take to fix those things along the way. If we're already there, we're already tearing up the street, and we're already putting the ADA accessible ramps in, what is it going to cost to fix the curbs and sidewalks while we're there? And I know that's going to be an extra cost. I get that. But what?
I have a value for you. I looked at Hart Street. The scope that I'm doing right now is 15th to 3rd.
Okay.
And the cost, I hate to get into numbers too specifically, for fear of affecting bids, but the amount of money, it is basically going to cost, I think it was about $500,000 to do curb ramps, curbs, and sidewalks within that scope. So from 15th to 3rd, 12 blocks, mm-hmm. was going to cost $500,000 just for sidewalks, curbs, and I don't know if they included curb ramps or not, but you kind of get the picture. It would basically be dollar for dollar, if not $2 of curb, sidewalk, and curb ramps to $1 of asphalt. So it's more expensive. Basically, you cut your paving dollars back by almost two-thirds by incorporating those into the scope. Very expensive.
Was that the city? I noticed it either, I think it was yesterday, on Washington Avenue, there's somebody that's been going through and marking it with paint on the sidewalks and then on the road also.
That might be Indiana 811 locate request. Anytime you dig in Indiana, you have to call 811 and have utility locates. I know Denny and Bob, they've been putting, they received a grant for railroad crossings. They can do pavement markings and signs, and I know they've been marking to place those signs. This but you talk about like yellow and orange and
no, this was just
red.
An orange, and this was between pretty much Hart and College on 7th Street or Washington Avenue, whatever it is right there.
Okay. If it was orange is usually indicative of telecommunications or fiber optic lines.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, there was a circle around the pothole.
Then they ran out of orange paint.
Oh, really? I don't know. Maybe that's...
in the sidewalks.
Maybe Bryce is doing that.
Freeze.
Yeah, I'm at a loss then. It wasn't me. So, I guess I don't need a vote tonight, but hopefully next week I can get you guys the information we need. We look at the scope and get stuff squared away and get another $250,000 added into this paving job.
I would agree with Councilman Brinkman, I'm sure. You know, this is a big priority of ours. You know, the mayor's talked about it. We've all talked about it. And being able to have that list to be able to look at to see, you know, this is where we're going down, is going to make it a lot easier for us to, you know, take a bite out of this and then go full bore into it. So I appreciate you for getting that to us.
Any other questions?
Thanks, John. Any other city officers? Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. Ordinance 9-2014, Utility Service Board pre-treatment modify the copper limit only of Title V Public Works, Chapter 51.070, Section 1, Paragraph 2.4b. Passed first reading on the 24th.
Mayor, I move we have a second reading of Ordinance 9-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring, to have second reading of Ordinance 9-2014.
Ordinance 9-2014, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Canada to modify the copper limit only of Title V Public Works, Chapter 1.0, containing Section 1 and 2.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading of Ordinance 9-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0.
And Mr. Mayor, we'll defer third reading due to a public hearing that's going to be scheduled.
Yeah. Move on to new business. First is Ordinance 10-2014, additional appropriation from EDIT to pay BLA and SME $10,721.73.
Move we have a first reading of Ordinance 10-2014.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have first reading of Ordinance 10-2014.
Ordinance 10-2014, additional appropriation ordinance, containing sections 1, 2, and 3 from EDIT, Bernard, Lockwood, Second, Black, Brownfield Grant, $1,721.
Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that a public hearing was held here in chamber at 5:45 and no one spoke for or against this ordinance.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark? Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, first reading of Ordinance 10-2014 passes with a vote of 7-0. Next up is Ordinance 11-2014, Economic Development Plan of Redevelopment Commission and approving the order of Knox County Plan Commission.
Mayor, I move we have first reading and refer to a committee of the whole, Ordinance 11-2014.
Second.
Got a motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Brown, to have first reading and refer to committee as a whole, Ordinance 11-2014.
Ordinance 11-2014, City of Vincennes Common Council approving a declaratory resolution and economic development plan of the Development Commission, approved order of the Knox County Plan Commission, and Section 1, 3, and 4.
Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I would guess that committee of the whole meet on our alternate Monday at 6 p.m.
The 21st.
Which would be the 21st.
We make that 5?
Excuse me?
We would make that 5?
Oh, I have no objection to 5.
Objection to 5.
Else? If 5 is more convenient for everyone, it's fine with me.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Mayor, you and I talked personally a few months ago.
Yes.
And I told you I'd had a little time to think about reasons why I didn't want this.
Right.
And I promised you I would spend the next part of my time finding reasons I can support this. I'm still finding difficulty. However, there are 3 things I would like you to consider changing to this ordinance, which would possibly make me able to vote for this. We talked earlier, the first one is to wait until July when the new TIF law takes effect, requiring RDC to consult with council on bonds over $5 million. That gives us more control and accountability of those funds. Second thing is to TIF more right-of-ways to allow RDC dollars as another method of funding paving projects, because I don't think there's anyone in this room who will deny that paving projects are probably highest on the priority right now. And three, now I realize that we cannot, we nor you can set a precedent that will follow every administration. But to allow Vincent's Community School Corporation money to pass through, preferably every year, but at least every other year.
I don't think the intent is to collect the dollars in this expansion area. It's to just let it, that is to open it up so we can spend TIF dollars in that area.
But can we TIF more roadways then?
If we want, I guess so. I guess we'll have to go back to the attorneys and I mean, because the RDC has already shown this year they're giving $500,000 towards paving. That's my knowledge. And this is all stuff that maybe passes first reading you can discuss in your special meeting. And
I think several members have concerns, and including myself, the impact obviously on the Vincennes Community School one, and frankly our general fund. So there's a lot to be weighed in the balance, and also the need for as much specificity as possible on the projects. Things we could discuss at that time, but since you're kind of getting a list of things that need to be addressed, those would certainly be prime among them.
I don't know. Some of my biggest areas of concern, can coincide with what Councilman Sebring said. And we can agree that, hey, that those might not be collected, but, I mean, here in the next 2 years, I mean, we could have a huge shift.
Absolutely.
And we can't predict those things. So, like, making comments like that, that always kind of, that makes me a little weary, knowing that, you know, the volatility that we can see in the political system itself. I do know there was a statement earlier that if the RDC collected that and they didn't spend it all, that they would send it back to the taxing district. But we haven't done that with our original TIF before. I know that was one of the selling points earlier. I don't know if that was still one of the things being pushed. It's just there's a lot of things just up in the air that concern me with this.
And I
feel that we lose a little bit of flexibility the way that it's being asked for right now, being setting aside this area. Well, we might not collect it now. What happens? You know, we've tied the hands now for a group that's after us, or, you know, the group after that group, where we have a series of problems set right here that are pretty dire, and we don't know certain situations that are going to come up. In the 2.5 years that we've been here, we had the Gimbel bond issue. Thank heavens we had people help there. We just had the Pine Box issue.
Watson building.
Yeah, We got good results with the exec issue. I mean, we just don't know what's going to come up. And my fear is taking that flexibility away from us as a council to be able to address the needs of the city as a whole instead of an area, a certain business district. And that's my biggest concern and biggest fear as we move forward and look at this.
And then And I know I can't promise that that money will never be collected. But if this was passed and I was the school corporation, I would show up when they tried to collect it and voice my concerns. And because we're not taking it. This is to free up money out of the TIF to spend there if it has to be. I hope it doesn't have to be. I hope we never, I hope it develops and we have to, but not just to be wasting dollars. As far as having dollars in the accounts that aren't being spent, that should go back to taxing units, if you figure the $500,000 paving and the bonds that they owe on, you'll see that pretty much that money's gone. It's not, it's there, but if they paid all their obligations, it wouldn't be there. Those, they're not collecting money and sitting on it. And
right, and I wasn't saying that. It was just one of those things I just wanted to
kind
of address because we hadn't seen it before. So I didn't want us going out and saying that, well, this could be an opportunity or an issue when looking back in some of the research that I've done on it, we haven't seen it with the original TIF that we have.
And I know. I can sit here and tell you that for at least for the next year and 8 months, they won't collect.
That's the problem.
Right. And I agree, but
that's the problem we all have at this point in time is for the next.
The other thing is, if that develops and we have to do stuff out there.
Well, then why can't the RDC pass those dollars back to us? If they can pass dollars back.
Because I don't think you're going to get enough to cover the projects that may have to be done out there. And if they commit to any other projects, it won't be there to pass back.
Then it won't be there to spend either. If they don't have the money due to other projects.
They can bond and do projects.
I have grave concerns that we have a year and a few months left on all of our terms.
Right.
And then there is absolutely nothing to say that any of us are sitting up here in 2016.
You're absolutely right.
And there's nothing to say that our two people that we appoint to the RDC is there, or your three people that you appoint to the RDC is there in 2016. And there's nothing to say that those folks don't say, we're going to collect all the money. School Corporation, thank you anyway. Have a great afternoon. It's ours. Fire Department, thank you anyways. It's ours. Or anyone else that's a taxi unit. I worry greatly that we've seen for the last how many meetings where we've sat here and listened. Mr. Kopp gave us projections for the next 3 years, I believe it is. We had Kathy Lane come in here a few meetings ago and give us projections for the next year and how those projections are going down, 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 down. And I really, really worry about the bottom line of the city count of the city.
And that's why it's all the more important that you make sure there's money to fund projects in the Willow Street area if need be, if that develops. Because you're not going to have the money in the general fund or added, or it's not going to be there. We have to have a funding source in case that happens. And it may not. But you can still take TIF dollars that are collected out Hart Street in the downtown area and spend them in the entire TIF. If this is part of it, they can be spent there. They don't have to be collected there. It's just to look to the future to make sure that there is a funding source in case something comes up that we have to cover.
TIF zones are easy to to criticize, but showing my age a little bit here, but I can remember driving down Hart Street when you had to drive, and it's like a car coming toward you, so you had to swerve over past you, you swerve back. You know, if it and the development that's went out that area and been spent as a result of TIF has greatly benefited the school corporation and that whole section of town. But don't get me wrong, there's some things I'm critical of RDC of on their expenditures, primarily in the Beer House Boulevard area, but hopefully that comes back to help us. But at the same time, We'd be in a world of hurt on Hart Street if that area was not TIF. And right now, we're being bailed out more or less by RDC with $500,000 for paving, which what do we need right now? Probably more than anything right now is paving dollars. And they're able to fund $500,000 within the TIF district. 10 years from now, you know, if this doesn't go through, 10 years from now, Willow Street could be in a big, big world of hurt if there's a lot of development out there and we can't take care of. And we've, like the mayor said, we've shown, it's proven that our leftover dollars to do big projects without the ability to do some bonds is limited. You know, there's, like I said, this isn't a slam dunk issue either way, because there's pros and cons, and I just think the ramifications down the road if we don't do this could really hurt it. So,
and the last thing I want to do is hurt the schools, the library, anybody. Unfortunately, the tax caps have created this. It's going to put, that would be like if the school corporation decided to bond and do something, that we'd go out and fight them because it's going to hurt our tax dollars. We have to work together for all of us to progress and move forward and grow. There's going to be some bumps in the road, just like the pool project. The reason it was a referendum so it would go outside the tax rate so that we wouldn't hurt other taxing units. And I
think what makes this another, you know, just a big and kind of a difficult decision, we're looking at the economic times that we're in, where not, you know, we're seeing decreased schools, decreased funding the library and our fire district. So this is kind of we're seeing everything kind of go down. So now you fight for those dollars.
Right.
I mean, you hold on to them and you make sure that they're there.
Right.
And just the thought of if we keep on this road to set aside, you know, hey, here's a section that we're going to set aside where if we keep on this path, there's going to be bigger problems than just Willow Street to deal with. And not just with us, but then obviously then you know, the school itself is going to have issues. What are they going to do, you know, with staffing and things like that? Or the library, are they going to be able to keep open? In the fire district, are they going to be able to keep staff? I mean, and obviously I don't have a crystal ball, obviously.
Right.
If I had a crystal ball, I'd be a millionaire probably, right? That would be the goal. But we've got to, and that's the thing that scares me, is that we handcuff not just us, but we've now made a decision that has handcuffed schools, handcuffed the library, and handcuffed our fire department in the process.
Right.
I mean, that's just thinking out loud on my area of concern with.
Further complicating the whole thing is the Kathy Lane's discovery of the mistakes of the past that shifted, what, $40 million in assessed valuation from $60 million from assessed valuation and from general fund into TIF, which, you know, the timing of it, I mean, she's correcting errors of the past, so I'm not faulting her, but the impact of it at this time of tax caps certainly is sobering, let's put it that way.
And so
the last thing we want to do is to do to any other taxing entity what the state has frivolously done to all local governments and school corporations, and that is do something that helps them but strangles everyone below them. There's a lot to be considered here.
And I don't think we're out of the woods yet on the business personal property tax. I think it keeps rearing its head until they get what they want. And if that passes, that's a world of hurt for us. Grab your boots because we'll need them. Declare bankruptcy. Absolutely. I don't want to be at the bottom of that mud hole.
Just a question of process. We're having, assuming this passes first reading, we're having a committee of the whole 5 o'clock on the 21st. Open that.
Huh? If this passes.
Yeah, I've said it. If it passes, then we want to open that with public comment period.
I think so.
On the 21st. All right. So that's the end. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page there.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yeah.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark? Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Thank you. And that first reading of Ordinance 11-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0 and will be at a meeting of Council of the Whole at 5 p.m. on the 21st. Next up is Ordinance 12-2014, additional appropriation permitted to pay Banning Engineering and BLA $22,035.90.
I move we have first reading of Ordinance 12-2014.
Second.
Oh. Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have first reading of Ordinance 12-2014.
Ordinance 12-2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing 123 for Banning Engineering local match for levy grant edit BLA second black $22,005.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of Ordinance 12-2014 passes with a vote of 7-0. Next is Resolution 4-2014 supporting the proposed Fox Ridge Nature Park.
Mayor, I move we read and approve Resolution 4-2014.
Second.
And a motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring, to read and approve Resolution 4-2014.
Resolution number 4-2014, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, supporting the proposed Fox Ridge Nature Park, whereas the Knox County Parks and Recreation Department is proposing to develop a Fox Ridge Park, whereas Fox Ridge Nature Park would provide much needed public space for outdoor recreation, whereas public access fishing for supply in Knox County. Two ponds at Fox Ridge would be welcomed by local persons by fishing, whereas the miles of cart paths at Fox Ridge Nature Park are ready made for walking and leisurely cycling. Flight modifications could also be made suitable for field chairs, whereas the establishment of native grasses, wildflowers, and shrubs would provide wildlife habitat of a kind that is nearly non-existent in Knox County, and whereas this diversity of habitat would attract bird watchers and naturalists near and far, whereas Fox Ridge Nature Park would provide valuable educational opportunities for local and area schools and first conservation organizations, whereas Fox Ridge Nature Park would make a great contribution to quality of life in Vincennes and Knox County, attract paying business family now. Therefore, be it resolved that the City Council, represented by the Vincennes Common Council, endorses and supports the creation of Fox Ridge Nature Park and encourages all public and private entities at local and state level to join support, effective upon.
Mayor, Mr. Brown, I would ask that we set this aside. Apparently, the County Council has not voted on this yet, is my understanding.
Well, Mr. Brink, this is a resolution of support for the concept. It is as designed to hopefully be an influence on the County Council as it is other entities, but it's primarily intended to show support at the state level. It's my understanding that state leaders have visited the site and are very enthusiastic that this fits very nicely into a state grant program that would provide a great deal of funding for this park. And we certainly want to do everything we can as individuals and as a public entity to show support. So I would say it is directed at the county, it's directed at the state, and directed it is to individuals to get behind this. I think it's a tremendous opportunity. I know I've talked to concerned property owners in that area that are quite enthused about this. And I think it also recognizes that if we look at the greater Vincennes area, our population growth is in that area, and it's incumbent upon public officials, whether they be county or city, to recognize that recreation follows housing development. Otherwise, we have neighborhoods that are, well, I mean, if you continue to grow, you just can't have a Gregg Park. You have to have Gregg Park and other parks. So it recognizes all these things.
I definitely.
The county council they passed at their last meeting, they passed a resolution of support to proceed with obtaining their bicentennial grant.
Did they support it?
They did support it?
Yeah. Yes,
well, never mind.
I don't know how this happened, but I just got a text message from Bob Lechner from the county council, and it says,
"Hi, Bob.
We supported it 7-0.
There you go, then. If they support it, then.
And I'll just answer one other question. Some people may say, well, why should a city council adopt a resolution of something that really the county government is dealing with? And I would point out, as I frequently do, that the city taxpayers pay the same county taxes as the people in the county. And people in the city sometimes overlook that. But we have as much right to weigh in on a county decision as anyone out in the county, so.
Well, then I definitely would pull my concerns off, but since Mr. Lechner has corrected me, I appreciate it, Mr. Lechner. Good to know there's actually people listening. For a while, we thought we were the only ones sitting here.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Mr. Lechner?
I think he voted yes, too.
Okay, Resolution 4-2014, proposed Fox Ridge Nature Park, passes by a vote of 7-0. We will move on to claims.
Looking for the total right now. There it is. Mr. Mayor, I move that we pay claims totaling $463,626.22.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring, to pay the claims in the amount of $463,626.22. Any discussion?
Question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, the claims have been paid by a vote of 7-0. Move on to miscellaneous. Do we have a Jason Exkorn would like to speak to them? If not.
What?
Yeah, this is the second time.
He requested again. He requested it the last.
So, 705. That's right. So now we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
See you, buddy.